This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A woman who was killed last weekend when a Colorado Springs fire vehicle ran her over was under, quote, blankets and debris in a park. That's according to the Colorado Springs Fire Department. CSFD officials say the vehicle, a brush truck, drove into the park over a curb in an effort to get closer to a fire. The victim, Margaret Miller, died as a result of her injuries. An investigation into her death is still open. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it will hear arguments on a Colorado case challenging the state's discrimination laws. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 303 Creative case again takes on the state's public accommodation law, which prohibits businesses from discriminating against customers based on sexual orientation. Lori Smith owns 303 Creative, a website design company, and wants to make wedding websites. She says she doesn't believe in same-sex weddings, though, so she wants to put a disclaimer on her website refusing that business. The state will argue that is a violation of the state's civil rights laws. She will argue that the law requires her to violate her free speech rights. The High Court will hear the case on December 5th in Washington, D.C. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And now a correction. Employees at a Breckenridge Starbucks have voted down a proposal to unionize. An earlier report CPR News aired incorrectly stated the outcome of the union election. It's 62 degrees in Denver with a few clouds. Expect lows in the 40s across the metro area tonight, with highs near 80 degrees tomorrow. This is CPR News at 7:06.